Welcome back to the News and Views Radio Network. We're coming to you live from Wymer Auto today. Been looking forward to doing this show for quite some time. Not only do I know a lot of the folks here, but the area. Obviously, this is home for me. But the best part is the concept, ladies and gentlemen, of Wymer Auto itself. I've got Tom Brzozowski with me. I've got Jimmy Husef. Tom's one of the partners. Jimmy is the guy that runs the place. He's the one that every day gets up and makes sure she goes. But, Tom, you guys were not going to let Wymer sit here without a place like this.
No, the business had been here quite a few years, and then all of a sudden it was going to close up. So we got a group of investors together and pooled our money and kept it open. And that was 20-some years ago, so it's, you know, we've done pretty well trying to provide a service to the community.
Just to show you how old I am, I remember it really well. And I remember the concept of, look, we're not trying to make money as much as for the community. We want to keep a place like this open.
Yeah, it's so true that, you know, if you don't have the business in town, the city dies.
Yeah.
You know.
Jim, walk them around the place. From east to west, so they get a feel of what you've got. The inventory here is amazing.
Well, when you first come in the store on the east side of the place, it's that's where we got our spare parts. We bought out Vince Gorder about three and a half years ago. It was Gorder Supply. So we carry a large amount of inventory for spare parts. We help out with putting plant fertilizer attachments on planters and whatnot. Then you come across, we'll have some hardware. I have a couple aisles of hardware, and then we'll get into our truck parts, our heavy truck parts, semis, grain trucks, farmers and stuff, you know, the hookups, lighting, all that for them, for the trucks. Then you'll hit the counter. And in the middle of the store, we got our Pride of Dakota.
Don't mention the Zoob's Nuts, everything but that.
No, that, okay, that goes without saying. We got Eagle electric powered
lawn
tools,
care, yeah.
Lawn care tools. Then we go across. Then we got our against the south wall. We'll have dog food. We're gonna have floor dry. We got softener salt. We got wood pellets. we've got oil. We got different steel over in the corner. You know, 3-4 foot pieces of angle iron and flat steel and whatnot. And you come back to the middle again and go into our aisles again, then we got diehard tools. Then we have welding supply and professional tools, you know, the stuff that the car mechanics need. And then we have some more electrical. And then we have the chemicals, you know. Then we go into our lighting area again, which is automotive light bulbs and all that kind of stuff. Then we get into painting and then all the odds and ends, little electrical things you need. And then finally we end up in the far aisle. We have all our chemicals, where it's the
car wash soaps.
Yeah, and soaps and WD-40s and all that kind of stuff. And then we have lawn and garden tools against that wall, the shovels, the garden hoses, the rakes,
the brooms, the ladders,
yes, our shop towels and all that. And then you look back against the north wall, we have all our oils, our lubricants, and our batteries.
Yep. And that doesn't even show what I got to see last night,
right,
which is what you have behind the gates here, which means that Tom, the inventory. I mean, you know, this stuff isn't all going to go off the shelf tomorrow. I mean, clearly what you're trying to do is make sure you have it.
And if we don't have it, chances are we can get it the next day. Carquest is really good about supplying us with our product. They deliver, you know, multiple times a week, and you order it by 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Usually, yeah, it's here in the morning. So,
but Jimmy, you grew up around here. There isn't anybody that doesn't know you. I mean, people come from a long ways because they know you have it.
Yes, and there's surprising, and people that are close by go, man, I didn't realize you had this much stuff in here.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, we got more stuff. We have brass fittings, and we sell tires. We sell and repair tires back there. Jamie Haugen just got done. We just celebrated his 20th year here. He's our tire man. He sells the tires. He mounts them. He takes care of all that stuff, and we move a lot of tires.
Well, and we're going to talk about diesel mechanics too. And I don't know how you, in this day and age, everybody's fighting for one.
Yeah.
I mean, they are. I don't know how you pulled this off.
But. Well, we probably lucked out a little bit. You know, we were advertising through KFGO and whatnot, and trying to get it out there that we needed somebody. And I had the person contact Tom, and was curious if we were
still hiring.
Yeah.
And, well, stick around. We're going to talk about that and more. You know, my point, ladies and gentlemen, is clearly this, that when places like this carry this type of inventory, they succeed, but it also takes an investment. It really does. So the business structure of this, the last time we did a show here, I got a call, and I can't remember the town, but they wanted to know the business structure because they heard it. They knew their town needed it. And I remember connecting them with Tom, and we're so old, you don't remember the town either.
I don't remember, but I remember the conversation.
Right. And you know, they were looking at an old auto business, you know, mm-hmm. used to sell cars and pickups out of there, and they had the building.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the key. You had the building.
Yeah. That's just it. If you... you know, have the facility that somebody can open up and has their wherewithal and the ambition to to do it, it's, you know, a pretty good business model.
The other thing for me personally, and this is a gauge, when I come in after all these years in radio, when I walk in the door and I see employees that have been there for a long time, I know it's working. And I came in here and I saw employees that have been there for a long time. So you know it's working.
All right.
So,
yeah.
All right, stick around. We got more coming your way from Winemere Auto on this Friday edition of News and Views. I've got Tom Brzozowski with me. I've got Jimmy Huseth with me. We're at Winemere Auto. Jimmy, you know, this is why you were always a B student and not an A student. You want to know why?
Go ahead.
Because you got way more inventory and you missed it. I mean, what did we forget to talk about?
Well, our inventory. I mean, we carry a lot of inventory and you know, banjo fittings, you know, when we talk about parts on hand.
That's not music, Abby.
No.
Not music.
No.
Not music. Good to know.
Music.
Yeah, okay.
It's a banjo fitting. We sell fast sprayers, and our past sprayer rep that was here, he said he comes down from southern Minnesota, and he says, you by far have more inventory than anybody that I deal with that sells sprayers and all that stuff.
Yeah.
He said, it's not even close.
Which, Tom, you've been a farmer all your life. We're a couple months away from that being pretty important.
Yeah,
so hold on. If I hit the button, I can talk to you.
Yeah, if you're looking for banjo fittings for water trailer or sprayers or whatever, we've got selection that, you know, other than Fargo, it's probably more than anybody else carries around here.
What do you have outside? And I don't want to hear about that old pickup with a for sale sign out there.
We've got fertilizer tanks, liquid fertilizer tanks. We've got 3,200-gallon ellipticals. We've got 3,000-gallon flat-bottom vertical tanks. We've got saddle tanks for out here. We've got a couple of sprayers. I got a brand-new 120-foot fast sprayer. And I also got a used 132-foot on tracks, 2,400-gallon. I mean, we've got those things here that the farmers want. That's a big thing about this type of business. Being an agricultural community, you have to cater to to the customer, and that's our farmer customers. And you got to have that stuff. You got to have we carry disc blades and shovels. And
you know, a lot of people listening to you right now though are, I mean, do you have this stuff on your website? Do you got the website up and rocking and rolling?
The website just started. We just rebuilt our website. It just started fired up again last week. There's still some updates to do, but go to our website at WinemereAuto.com, and it's a fresh look, and it'll give you what we have on hand.
Yeah.
You know, give us a call. Then it generates to give us a call. It talks about the people we have.
Dealers are regional too. I mean, Tom, you heard me one time visiting with somebody about Alto's mowers, and you know, and you called and said, you know, what do you think of them? What did you see? And of course, that dealer I'm going to be visiting with pretty soon out towards Lakes Country. Well, I mean, you said maybe we could try them here.
Yeah,
you did. How'd it work?
Well, I called up the manufacturer just after your show, and the next day we had a dealership set up here for the Alto's lawnmowers. You know, and probably this morning isn't the time to talk about lawnmowers, but
heck, all winter long, though, it was okay to talk about lawnmowers.
Where there's some fantastic rebates out there for the new Alto's lawnmowers. So.
Right.
Jim, those are heavy duty.
They are. They're built well. I mean, if you want to look at them, they're probably maybe a little overbuilt, but there's nothing wrong with that because people are looking for something that'll last. And they mow to beat the band. I know, and I used to sell John Deere for many years. They'll compare as well, if not better, than the John Deere mowers. So, and that takes a lot for me to say that. We've got inventory on hand. We got 500, we got $1,000 rebates, $500 rebates on them right now through the month of April. I got things on hand. I got two demo mowers that I need to move. One is a 61-inch. Has got about 60-some hours on it. It's discounted $2,000.
How much bark will that 61-inch mower take off your ash tree if your brother's driving it?
Well, it'll take the whole tree.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if he slams into it trying to turn tight, yep. It'll take off some yep. of that bark towards the bottom,
yeah.
right?
No, they're well-built, and they're built in Greenbush, Minnesota. I mean, they're locally, they're U.S.-made.
I didn't know they were built in Greenbush.
Yeah.
Okay.
They've got another plant in Red Lake Falls.
Red Lake Falls, they just opened up to yeah. expand because they're moving.
I know this. They're real. I mean, I've seen it, sat on one. I mean, if you got to mow the side of a ditch and it's steep, I mean, that Alto's mower is the one you want to be on.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You aren't sliding down the side of the ditch.
Yep.
And,
yep.
And,
the regular ones, they're rated at 17 degrees slant, and the track ones are at 20 degrees. Yeah. That's quite a bit.
Well, the other thing is you, and I like this about it, and this isn't going to take up the majority of the room in the place. I get it. But you also believe in North Dakota. You got pride of Dakota products here.
Yeah.
And, you don't have to carry that, but you got them here, Tom.
Yeah. You know, it brings people in. You know, they can see what we have for products. And you know, the pride of Dakota stuff, they're excellent products.
Yeah, and it's where we live, Jimmy. Yeah.
Well, last night we had a turkey supper uptown, and one of the customers there came over and they said, I got to get over there. I'm not going to get over to this afternoon, but I need to pick up a bunch of Pride of Dakota. I hope they're not all gone by the time I get there.
Well, you got a little deal going on today.
Yeah, 50%
right?
off all Pride of Dakota products today.
You come on in, get yourself a roll, get yourself some coffee, and buy some Pride of Dakota as well. How was the turkey dinner last night for Sons of Legion?
Excellent, excellent.
So you didn't make the turkey?
Nope. I did not make the turkey.
I was just checking.
Well, you know.
Who
well,
made
still,
the turkey?
I still have skills. Well, I don't know which ones did the cooking, but I'm guessing John Skillings had something to do with it. He likes to get his fingers.
Johnny's fingerprints are always on something good like that.
You know, Wally Wittenberg, who helped start this place, used to be called Mr. Weimier. Well, I think now John has now taken on
He's taken
honor.
That?
Yeah.
All right. I don't know that he liked you just naming them that because I've known Johnny all my life. But, you know, Wally Wittenberg cut a wide swath here, and it was always about turkey. When you had those hop twos and, you know, the Tom and Larry at KFGO all those years would load up the buses and come. I mean, they came to Weimier.
Well, Journey to the Deep South.
That's right.
And one
that,
and two.
That was because Wally Wittenberg said, get your butt down here.
Yep.
And I know that the boys from Morton sometimes made hog, made beef, all that.
Yep.
Did you ever think you'd come to Weimier and it wasn't going to be turkey?
No.
Wally would have been kicking pebbles and mad the whole time.
He made sure of that.
Yeah, exactly. So we never did get a chance to talk about, you know, back in the shop. We'll do that. I want to talk about what it's like to be a diesel mech. And, I mean, I'm not going to ask us that, but what it's like to have one.
Well, I tell you what, in this community, it's important. I mean, we do DOT inspections. We've been doing some combines. We'll do some tractors. I mean, it's important in this area because if they're close, the farmer, our local customers will bring them here. You know, and if you got somebody you can rely on, and we were lucky to get Al, where he is working for us now. He's got many, many years of experience working on diesel. Yeah.
Well, we'll get to that. You know, and the other part, folks, is it never hurts to have a great location. I mean, when you're sitting at the corner of State Highway 18 and State Highway 13, which are two of the most traveled state highways, and then all you got to do is put out a sign. Heck, even Jimmy can sell stuff here, right?
Yeah, it helps a lot.
Can you tell Jimmy and I played a little ball against each other in the old days? One day he was happy and one day I wasn't. Still a better golfer than me. You got that going for
you. Yeah, but that's deteriorating.
More coming your way right here on News and Views.